Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Zion Show. Ladies and gentlemen, we had a little bit of a change in programming. We were actually going to do a show on something else, but life, as we know, sometimes throws us all a little curve. Either way, we're still going to have a great show today, and we're going to talk about basically a subject that probably plagues us all. You know, the if I coulda, woulda, shoulda syndrome is what I like to call it. It's that mindset that if you could do something and you knew you couldn't lose, if you could go out there and live the life that you say that you want, and you knew that no matter what it was that you did, in the end you would end up at your goal, you would be where you wanted to be, you would cross the finish line a winner, would you do it? If you knew you couldn't win, would you live the life that you believe you were meant to live? Well, that's a question that most of us, again, ask ourselves on a regular basis. And I'm honestly and truly and really believe that most people really don't want to win. Most people are really scared of winning. Most people do so much self-sabotaging, yours truly included, that the fact that there's even a chance of us winning is pretty minute. Why is it minute? It's minute because we do all of these little self-destructive and non-productive things. And, of course, as time goes on, these things multiply, and they, of course, get us closer and closer to what, if you look at it logically, actually seems like our goal, and it looks like our goal is actually not to win, but to lose. Now, part of that mindset, I think, is the fact that most of us don't truly believe that we deserve to win in the first place. So we throw a lot of defeatist, self-defeating terms and expressions and euphemisms and all of these other little negative cliches and activities in the way. And these things help us to fail. A lot of it's fear. Again, fear still comes back to that same saying, that same expression that you don't deserve it. You're not good enough. Why should you have it? This person doesn't have it. And then for some people, it's also the fact of who you associate with. You may have a positive, upbeat, you know, motivated attitude. However, the people around you don't. Perfect example. You know, I was in one of my offices today, and I was sitting down, and I actually yelled out to one of my staff members that is not a very positive person, but I have to give them credit. Recently, they've made some interesting strides to become more of a positive person. They've also made some interesting strides to actually take a little bit more responsibility for their life and what goes on in it. However, as I was talking to this person, and not today, but in the past, you know, it's taken years, ladies and gentlemen, years to get this person, this individual, to understand that their biggest problem is the same biggest problem that faces us all, which is ourselves, that they are pretty much the architects of their destruction, but they could easily become the architects of their resurrection, of their success, and they could live the life that they truly want to live. Now, again, this person has made some monumental steps to go forward. You know, they've decided to go back to school after, you know, a long time without getting education. They've decided to become a little bit more adventurous. And when I say adventurous, I don't mean in an experimental, dangerous, or toxic way. I'm talking about they're kind of taking a little bit more responsibility for their lives, their actions, and they're also admitting to themselves that they've made some mistakes, and some of those mistakes have definitely not served them well. So, again, this person just so happens to be a young lady is actually making some steps and taking some action to improve themselves. Well, you know, the person came to me. Now, mind you, like I said before, this is after years of not doing anything to improve themselves, not doing anything to enhance themselves. And please also understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we all hit ruts. You know, nobody's perfect. All of us, even us people that claim to be motivated, can fall off the wagon. However, the key is to get back on, because knowing that you can fall off the wagon, you know, is actually another thing. You know, they say that one of the keys to success is understanding that things do happen and that anything that happens to anybody else can also happen to you. Not that you should live your life in fear as you live life, but that you should always be mindful that opportunities happen to all of us. Also, sometimes the bad things in life can happen to all of us, no matter who we are, no matter who we think we are, and no matter what our position, our title, or any of the above. So, again, keeping the few things already that I've said in mind, again, getting back to this young lady, she has definitely made some strides in her life, and I'm very proud of the fact that she's realized that she is, again, the chief architect of her life. And I'm just using her as an example. I'm not, you know, pushing out or you know, attacking women as a whole. I'm just using this lady as an example because she's the most freshest example that's in my mind at this moment. And, you know, the lady's gone back to school. She's done all of those things. But what I explained to her is that that piece of paper that you're going to get, that certification, that degree, all of those things are very important. But understand that they are only a part of that success that you truly seek. And the only way that you can truly be happy is if you're truly happy with you. So that is really a key principle in finding your joy, in finding your center, in finding what it is that's going to trip your trigger and in turn turn your life into a life that becomes fulfilling and becomes everything that you want it to be. So now, back to our subject line. If you could do what you wanted to do and knew you couldn't lose, where would you be? Well, first off, most of us need to understand that we are where we want to be. So if you're miserable, unhappy, pissed off, overweight, out of shape, got all types of other issues, that's where you want to be. So in a weird kind of way, you're living your dream, except you've created a dream that has basically become a nightmare because you're not happy with your present situation. So if you want to change your life, if you want to move yourself forward, then that means you have to change your habits, or you have to adapt new habits to replace the old ones. And those new habits need to be things that are going to get you where you say that you want to be, where you say that life is going to give you the bang for the buck and the reward in which you're getting. So again, we're all as happy as we want to be. We all have different things going on in our lives, and we need to understand that we are the chief, again, architects of our misery. Now, I'm not saying as you get older that different things aren't going to happen to you, aches, pains, things like that, but also understand that as we get older, we get more sedentary. We get more wrapped up into our own basically bull crap and get wrapped up in our minutiae, and that's why we end up where we are, which is usually not happy, miserable, and pissed off at the rest of the world. But understand again, who again caused that? You caused that. Who again can make you miserable? Only you can make you miserable. Only you can get yourself upset. Only you can put yourself in the position where you are, where you are. So, with that said, with that point made, with us moving on and forward, what are we going to do to take control of our lives? Now, also understand that you've had years of conditioning. that conditioning, again, has also helped you to get where you are. You've also had years of denial. And in most cases, we've had thousands of people that have given us something called bad advice. Except the weird thing is that that advice has been not bad advice in most cases. It's been horrible advice, at least to the sense of the advice that's actually getting through and we're actually taking action on. You are actually getting good advice every day. You actually know what you should do and what you shouldn't do before you do it. It's just that for some reason it's easier to take the negative than it is to take the positive. It's easier for us to blame someone else for our being pissed off, being financially ill-prepared, not taking care of ourselves. I've never seen anybody whose car broke down. Mind you, anybody's car broke down that never really took care of their car in the first place, blaming themselves because they didn't take care of the car. They usually cuss the car. However, the car is an inanimate object and it is a machine. If you had changed the oil, then your engine wouldn't have as much wear. If you had checked your tires, then you may have noticed that there was a crack in it, or that they were dry rotting, or that your tread was too low, or that your headlights were out, or that, you know, your exhaust system was the way it was. Again, I'm not saying that nature doesn't play its part. I'm not saying that life doesn't and things don't deteriorate with time. But if you're using poor habits and having poor practices, all of those things are, of course, are going to happen a little bit faster. Another group or organization, let's go back to the young lady. What I was explaining to the young lady is that everything happens in stages, and also that what she's done, which has improved herself, I am very proud of her for and very happy for her, happy that she's done. However, that she needs to understand that these are only little steps in the overall journey to get to the destination. I told her that she has to have an overall destination, and then from that overall destination, she has to plot out her course. She needs to pull out her compass and make sure that she's still online and still going in the direction towards her goal. And I had to also tell her that she has to stop letting the little nuisance things interrupt her and take her off course. I said, because those things don't really matter. Those little nuisances, those little errors, those little pains happen to us all. But what she needs to understand and what we all need to understand is that's part of, again, that journey. I have a mentor. Well, I have several mentors. One is Reno Morales. Another one is Mr. Reginald Brown. And then there's others. There's, again, mentors I've never met. I've never met Mr. Anthony Robbins. I've never met Les Brown. I've never met John C. Maxwell. I've never met... I think I said it, Tony Robbins. I've never met a lot of my mentors. However, that doesn't mean that they're not my mentors. They're my mentors because they have said things, done things, or shown me ways of seeing things that have helped to broaden my mind and broaden my consciousness. You know, Miss Darlene DeFore, she's another one of my mentors. Why is she my mentor? Why are they my mentors? Again, because these are people that have shared information with me. My little sister is my mentor. My little sister is one of the people that has helped me to get on the right road or to stay on track or brought a different perspective, you know, or guide. These are people that have brought a different perspective to me that has allowed me to see things a little bit differently and has also allowed me to grow. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody that you interact with, everybody that actually you're exposed to is actually a guide. They're a guide to helping you to become more than you presently are, good, bad, or indifferent. Each and every person brings something to the table. And when they bring something to the table, that something, if you take the golden nugget from it, that golden nugget could be that this isn't the way to go. That golden nugget could be that this is the way to go. That golden nugget could be, okay, if I look at this and see why this and this happened, that will lead me to the next thing that I need to do or show me the thing that I do not need to do. Ladies and gentlemen, anybody that learns from experience and the experience is their own is a fool. If you think that learning from experience is a valuable thing, it is. However, if somebody tells me that they got shot and they express to me the true pain and misery of being shot, I don't want to experience that one, okay? I'm going to pass. I'll take their word for it. So learning by experience is not exactly the greatest thing. Some guy getting a nail in his head is not an experience I want to experience. So if you want to share that one with me verbally, I'll accept it. And unfortunately, we've got a lot of people that don't accept it. They've got to be stabbed. They've got to be cheated. They've got to be swindled. They've got to be abused. They've got to be misused. They've got to be miserable. They've got to share that misery with each and every person that they come in contact with. Here's my question. Why? Why? Why not just take the information and go with it, okay? I know that if I jump from a plane, I'm going to die if that plane is at even a reasonable altitude. I don't need to experience that. All of you that seem to think that you need to learn by experience, how about learning vicariously by somebody else's experience, especially if it's a negative? If it's a positive, then go for it. You know, experience that experience to the greatest of your ability. However, if it's a negative, how about we just run away and not do it? Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. If you're not happy with your life the way that it is, guess what? Continuing to do what you've been doing, continuing to deal with the people that have done you wrong is not going to give you the opposite effect. Giving them 3 and 4 and 5 and 20 chances to hurt you again and again and again is not going to make you a better person. It's not going to help you to achieve your goals. However, doing the things that are going to help you, are going to benefit you, and are going to be a plus to you and your life. So, with that said, if you knew you couldn't lose, what would you do? If you knew you couldn't lose, how would you change your life? Well, guess what? Losing or not losing is up to you. Some things unfortunate happen to us all, but most of us do what? We put ourselves in the position that ends up getting us where we think we are, well, not where we think we are, where we are. Self-denial is a bad thing, and denial as a whole is a bad thing. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and take responsibility for whatever it is that we've done, and let's go ahead and focus our lives on moving forward and doing the things that we need to do so that we can get where we want to get. Unfortunately, again, sometimes that road is a little rocky. Unfortunately, there are things that get in the way, but you've heard this 1,000 times, the same wind blows on us all. The same good wind, the same bad wind, it blows on us all. Again, it's not what happens to you, it's how you deal with it. Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space lies our ability to respond. In that response, which it has a choice, in that response, in that choice we make, lies our joy, our happiness, and who we are, who we're going to be, and how life is going to hand it out to us. You have to take responsibility for you. You have to decide that life is going to happen. You're either going to deal with it or not. You're either going to work it out or you're going to be miserable. Life is a full-time job. Once that job is over, you will cease to breathe. You will cease to have a care. You will cease to have a worry. You will cease to have a problem. Why? Because you will be dead. Now, wouldn't anybody with any sense want to do everything that they could possibly do to live a life that's full? You know, being happy doesn't mean that everything is perfect. It means that you decided to go beyond the imperfection and to develop what you need to do so that you can become the whole person that you want to be. I mean, there's 1,000 things out there that you could experience, and they could be fulfilling and great to you. However, if you won't step out of your bed, if you won't step out of your front door, if all you do is go from your house to your car to your office to your car back to your house and then go upstairs and sit in front of a television, you're wasting breath, okay? I don't mean to sound like Ebenezer Scrooge, but if you're not going to be a plus to this world, you are just adding to the excess population. I know that sounds pretty hard, but reality is reality. And the same thing for everybody else. So for anybody that's listening, let's go ahead and take charge of our life and let's do the things that we need to do. Let's get away from the negative, toxic people that have nothing to give to us of any value. Learn those little things that they have to show, which is things like that are of no value, and let's go ahead and put that in our mental Rolodex that those are things we don't want to do. Let's find the people that are doing positive, upbeat things, that are doing intelligent things, that are learning every day, and let's put that in our mental Rolodex and go, these are the things we want to do. These are the ways we want to grow. These are the things that we need to do so that we can become more than we presently are. Courage is not simply one of the virtues, but the form of every virtue at the testing point. So let's step forward. Let's do the things that we need to do so that, again, we can become the people that we want to become, not the people that we are. Again, 99% of the people in the world are a sad, super sad shadow of what they could become and what they could be. You know, you've got motivational guys and marketing gurus like J. Abraham. J. Abraham, his voice is not the greatest. However, the knowledge that he expresses is phenomenal. And this is another gentleman that is a multimillionaire and has made multimillionaires. And what does he say? He says, I don't know it all. There's a lot of things that I don't know. He said, but every day I learn. Every day I grow. This is a man who basically had to learn how to work in the trenches and learn how to become wealthy and learn how to make other people wealthy. And what did he do? He crossed industries. He started in one industry and saw how that worked. And then he moved to another industry and saw how that worked. And then he moved to another industry. Again, not somebody trying to create, you know, the mastery programs that he's created. I mean, this is a gentleman that gets anywhere from $5,000, $10,000 to $20,000 just to attend his seminars. His mastermind training program is phenomenal. Again, once you can get past the voice, you're good to go, and that's because usually it's coming over a speaker and it's kind of high-pitched, but it's the knowledge. There's too many people wrapped up in the messenger and not listening to the message. We need to listen to the message and ignore the messenger. We need to take the good information that comes to us and take the information for what it's worth so that we can move forward. A person who never makes mistakes and never tries anything new is not living. So that's a person that's stagnant. That's a person that's not moving. I think it was Albert Einstein that said something to that effect. But ladies and gentlemen, you have to find the clarity of what you want to do and then go forward with it. And then you have to have a goal and objective. You guys have heard me say before, you need to create a mission statement. You need to create a dream board. Really quickly, a mission statement is saying that by this time I am going to achieve this goal, and this is how I am going to achieve it, and this is what I am going to give up in order to get there. A dream board is basically listing out all of the goals that you have, or as many as you can think of, and then slowly and methodically achieving each of those goals. And as you've achieved those goals, you add more dreams to your dream board, and then you start to take note of what's going on. You know, if you're feeling a little down and out, but you've done a lot of different things, create your own I Love You board. Put that wall up where you put your plaques, your certificates, your degrees, your things that you feel are accomplishments, awards, any of those things, something that you can look at and go, hey, I accomplished this. Hey, I've done this. And then each day strive to do a little bit more, to grow a little bit more, to develop a little bit more, to make yourself better than you are right now. Because, again, those who are not growing are dying. Those who are not learning are wasting away. Those who are not using their gray matter and using their bodies, the body becomes weak. The brain is just like the body. If I put your arm in a cast for 8 weeks, your hand, your arm is going to atrophy if I do it to your leg. Well, guess what? For those of you that aren't stimulating our brains, I'm not talking about doing that stuff that's automatic. I'm not talking about doing that stuff that you don't have to think about. You know, there are some high-speed jobs where you really don't have to think about it. However, it's still a high-speed job. Well, guess what? If it's not challenging your mind, if you're not growing from that experience, then guess what? It's not helping you grow. It's not developing you. You're not challenging the mind. You're not stretching yourself. An imagination once stretched by new experiences will never be the same. Why? Because each time that you take a new experience on, each time that you do a different thing, what you're going to do is you're going to grow, you're going to develop, and you're going to mature from it. And how is that? That's because you're stretching your limits. You're learning new things as you step forward in life, as you develop, as you do the things that you need to do to show that you're going to be the person that you need to be. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if it's up to me. In this case, if it's going to be, you need to say it's up to you to make those particular things happen and to bring them to fruition. You can do it. All right? If anybody can do it, you can do it. But you have to believe in yourself. You have to take that action. You have to take those steps that are going to get you where you need to be. And then you need to move forward to make sure that you reach those particular goals so that you make them a reality. So, if you want to be the greatest person in the world, first off, you have to believe that you can be. Then you have to take action to get there. If you're part of a group or an organization, you people in that group or organization should be working to help each other. Why? Because each one of you knows something that the other doesn't. And if you work together like some cultures have done, what will happen is eventually you'll all become wealthy beyond means. Why? Because you're supporting each other. You're bringing more knowledge, more experience to the table than any one of you or any two of you or any three of you could have ever brought. That, ladies and gentlemen, is true power. That, ladies and gentlemen, is something that we all need to strive for. The other thing that we also need to work on before I close today is trust. There are people out there that you can trust. There are people out there that you can depend on. And these people have illustrated themselves to you on many occasions. There are also new people out there. Give them a chance. If they don't do the right thing, guess what? You just learned a valuable lesson than you holding off and finding out when you need that person isn't there for you. Finding out that when you need that person isn't going to stand up to the test of time or do the things that you need them to do. So, let's all grow and let's all develop. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your time, and I hope that this show has brought some information to some people and has been helpful, useful information to those that have listened. Thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. As always, I am honored, and it is a privilege to spend time with you and to also, you know, just talk with you guys and for us to all develop and grow. Thank you very much. Everybody have a great day, a great life, and a great future. It's up to you. Make it happen. Do what you need to do and move on. Thank you.